Hello.
Hey, this is Harold here.
Hey, Harold.
I do just have to let you know we are on a recorded line. And so you said that your son, he does have a hole in his intestines.
Yes, sir. I it's just been so long since this went on, so I have to refresh my memory of all what all injuries that he had. And that was one of the injuries that he had as well.
So he does, So
Yes,
he does have a long-term issue. Let me go ahead and mark that. And now, I do also request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as the emergency contact?
I'm gonna put down, I'm gonna say my sister.
Okay.
Let me give you her number. Her number is 662-304-7309.
And her phone number, or I mean, and her name, excuse me.
It's Sandra, Sandra Lewis, Lewis.
Okay. Let me. I just want to make sure everything is correct. And so the hospital that diagnosed him was also the same hospital that treated him, right? The Baptist Memorial Hospital, DeSoto.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that was clear. And then he was 3.5 pounds, correct, at birth?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then he was admitted into the NICU 12/17, and he was discharged 2/1.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here. Okay, perfect. And then you spell his name Trevion, last name Anderson, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. And then he was diagnosed 12/17/2012, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get you over documents now. So I just sent over the documents to you now. You should have just received them.
This is through my email.
So it's going to go to your email and to your text message.
Okay, I got the document signed. It's a thing popped up and said, "Do you agree to receive the SMS message from DocuSign
Right, you want,
at this number?"
So you want to agree to that, and then you want to agree to all the electronic agreements and everything like that as well.
Okay, now I'm on the side over here. These are the documents with my name up top and bottom.
Perfect. Yep. And so the first yellow box that you see, it's going to have you draw your signature. So you're going to draw your signature. You're going to hit adopt and confirm. And then all you have to do is click every yellow box from there on, and then it's just going to sign for you.
Okay, and it got on here my initials. It's a box to put my initial in as well. So I'm gonna
Right.
draw my
Draw
initials.
your yep. At some point after you drew your signature, it's gonna make you draw your initials as well, yeah.
Got another box. Let me make sure it's everything correct.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, spelling and everything.
Okay. It's kind of my handwriting kind of, slurred because it's on this electronic sign thing, but everything is pretty much put together.
Perfect. And if we need you, if they can't, it's a word I'm looking for, recognize the signature and we need you to resign it, I'll just let you know, hey, we just need to resign it really quick.
Okay. So once I'm done, it say you're done signing. It got on here another thing that it popped up, it says start sending and signing today. It said get started.
Let's see here. Did you send it over yet? Oh, yep. I just got it. Yep. So you're fine now. Let me send. So how this is going to work. And so you're working with the law firm. They're called Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas. And
okay.
So how that's going to work, they're going to call you. I sent you their information, the phone number that they're going to call you from. They're going to basically verify the information one last time, make sure everything is accurate. And then from that moment on, they'll be able to request those medical records and everything like that from the hospital. And then they'll be able to actually legally represent you at that point.
Okay.
So just be on the lookout for that call. Now, that call can be as early as 3 days, as late as maybe a week or so. So
okay.
Just be on the lookout for that. And then a couple of days here down the line, I'll give you a call just to kind of see maybe if they, already have called you or just to kind of see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
But until then, really nothing for me. Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, sir. I don't have any more questions. That would be all. All
righty. Well, I do appreciate it so much. And if you do have anything for me, just let me know. Give me a call, and, we'll be able to help you out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Of course. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.